Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to Made Men. I was actually giving Filmo his flowers and saying he's a made guy on station. He's just coming at me. Filmo, I love you. That's okay. That's okay. And yes, it's okay to say Christian McCaffrey is Hall of Fame talent and he might not be a Hall of Famer. That's totally fine. It's totally fine. But it gets back to what I was talking about with Brock Purdy and being a made guy, Joe. And I think it's interesting that he's kind of on that cusp for you. And I wonder where Niner fans are at 888-957-9570. We're talking about made men within organizations. And I don't know if Brock Purdy's that guy, even though he has that fat contract. You referenced Dak Prescott. He's had a lot of winning and a lot of individual success in Dallas, but they're measured differently. The measurement here in San Francisco is different in what they want. They want Super Bowls. They want to win one. And Brock Purdy has been to a Super Bowl, and it was really fun, and that's the high watermark, and he was an MVP candidate that season. But he had a mediocre year last year. He's had two poor games this year for his standards. And I think I am with you in that I don't think he's a made guy in San Francisco. And I wonder where other Niner fans are at if we pose that question to them, 888-957-9570. Is Brock Purdy a made guy with the San Francisco 49ers right now?
Such a tricky one. He's like right on the cusp of being one. Like, look, if you won the Super Bowl, like this is so ridiculous, but this is how it works. Had he won the Super Bowl, it's not a question. You become a made man, right? At quarterback for this team, breaking that drought and doing what he did. But like right now, he's closer to, in terms of like where he's at in his trajectory and everything, like he's closer to Kaepernick than he is Steve Young or Joe Montana. And that's not his fault. He's only played a couple years.
I'd agree with that.
He's only played a couple years, and he had a year and a half, 2 years of unbelievable play. And the last year and a half hasn't been as good. And so, like, to me, he's just on the cusp of being one of those made men. Now, you referenced Christian McCaffrey. I think Christian McCaffrey's in kind of a unique category because he had such an amazing individual year. Plus, he did it at Stanford here. Plus, he was good in Carolina before he got here. And when he put up the numbers that he put up, it was almost like, he's so freaking good. So, and look, maybe people disagree with me. You know, like, I don't have him in the Frank Gore category in terms of legacy with the Niners. Well, I could argue that an individual year that was better than Frank Gore.
Yeah, no, you could.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I love Frank Gore means more to me than what he would to most. And so, like, man, it's really tough. Like, for some people, younger fans, I bet they throw Trent Williams in that made man category. For me, he's not. I have perspective, and I like, this is where, again, I'm not trying to go down that path again, but, like, I understand the legacy of being a 49er. And, you know, where Harris Barton stacks up, or Bob St. Clair, or Steve Wallace, or Guy McIntyre, Joe Staley, it's different than Trent. Trent Williams is awesome.
Yeah.
But I view him more in, like, the only been really great for the last couple of years with the Niners, and I'm not taking anything away. Amazing.
Been here five
but it's
years.
Just different.
Been here 5 years, three-time first-team All-Pro.
Yeah, I'd say two or three of them have been great.
Okay. Well, three of them, because he was first-team All-Pro three times, right? Like, those are great individuals. He was voted as the best at his position.
I'm just telling you how he hits me as a Niner fan.
Okay. No, you know, I'm not, like, I'm not telling, I'm just telling
like,
you.
And then I look at, like, the Giants, right? Yeah. Who I think Logan Webb is better than, and I'm just going to start throwing, like, Jason Schmidt. Was his any individual year better than Jason? Probably not. But I got Logan Webb in a made man category for the San Francisco Giants, right? He kind of occupies a unique space.
Giants are a fun one because I don't know how many currently are made men within that organization.
I mean, I think he's really the only one.
He might be.
Raffy, though, is a made man in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
But I don't know if he's necessarily a made man after a half of the season with San Francisco Giants fans.
Evan is in Campbell, wants to join in this conversation. You like, can too. 888-957-9570.
Jeff Kent was a made man in baseball and might not have been a made man with Giants fans.
Absolutely.
Which is an insane sentence.
It'd be like that sometimes, though.
Kevin Durant, made man in the NBA. Not sure for a segment of the Warrior fans, he was a made man for Warrior fans, which is absurd.
Two finals MVPs, multiple time champion, but still not a made man.
I would say he is a made man in the Warriors.
I agree with that.
But to your point, Shasky, there are people out there who probably wouldn't, and I agree that is insane.
Like Richard Sherman was a made man with the Seattle Seahawks, not a made man. Even though he had an all pro season with
the
Niners, not a made man there.
You know, and so like I go back to franchise specific. Position specific. I think it changes. You know, what makes a made man for the LA Lakers? That threshold is a little different than what makes a made man for the Phoenix Suns.
Well, you just do Hennessy ads and do the decision too, and that makes you a made guy everywhere. Evans and Campbell. Hey, Evan. Is Brock Purdy a made guy on the San Francisco 49ers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think anybody is a made man on the San Francisco 49ers, especially at quarterback position. I mean, look where we've been through. From Jimmy Garoppolo all the way up to Brock Purdy. I mean, no one's been a made guy. Sure, we gave Jimmy Garoppolo 5-year, $135 million. But we put him on the practice field because we didn't want him to practice with us at one point. And I just got to say, if you got Mac Jones for 2 years, $7 million, like, you could do what they did with Brock Purdy. Have him on a cheap contract, bring in all these shiny new toys, put it around him, and then let's see what happens. But at the end of the day, yes, Brock, I love Brock Purdy. I want him to be the guy so much because I've been yearning for a franchise quarterback for more than 3 years. At a place and to get some stability. And if Brock Purdy's that guy and if he can make it happen, then by all means, go do it. But that turf toe injury is no joke. I mean, there's been podcasts saying that Deion Sanders wasn't the same player after that turf toe. And for a quarterback, it all starts from the leg up. And that's all I got to say.
Well, you know,
thanks, Evan.
It's interesting you say that because I do think it can fluctuate over time. Because he's talking about I wanted someone for over 3 years. I thought Debo was a made man.
Yeah,
Till he wasn't. And then he got his wings clipped.
Right. I disagree when he said he doesn't think there's anyone on the Niners that's currently made. I do think Fred Warner.
Fred and George occupy a very unique space. Like I think they are unquestionably.
That might be the only two. I left it non-player. I said like person within an organization. Because you could say, is Kyle Shanahan a made guy?
No. No. And because he's good. Joe, you're always going to be good. I don't even know if George Seifert was a made man for Niner fans for a long period of time. I won 2 Super Bowls.
Wow. 2? He's been to 2, and Kyle Shanahan, we're waxing poetically about the guy now. Kyle's 3.0.
I'm just saying, like, Joe, this is what makes Niner fandom is not logical.
Okay.
Okay? Like, you guys are looking for logic in something with this fan base that does not exist. We look back at Jeff Garcia, we're like, yep, made man. Jeff Garcia got after every game. He'll never be Joe. He'll never be Steve.
Who's closer to being made, in your opinion, Shanahan or Brock?
Shanahan.
Okay.
His resume, is significantly more comprehensive, and he's done it with a variety of different people than Brock Purdy. I do believe Brock, like Jimmy, like Kaepernick, like Garcia, they just fall just so short. Like, if he put together another monster year where he's in the MVP running or whatever, I think we'd probably be calling him a made man.
Can you even be a made man as a coach if you haven't won a championship? Honest question.
I think Shanahan
Campbell is.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's a made guy, but their expectations are different in Detroit. So to your point, in San Francisco, when the expectations winning the Super Bowl, not just getting the participation trophy, being second place, it's different. And the fact that he's done it not once but twice really sticks with the fan base right now as the guy that can't get it done, can't win the big one.
Here's the reverse. I'm not sure Sirianni's a made man in Philly. I'm not sure.
No, because Doug Peterson, we just have the evidence right there.
Exactly.
2 years removed from winning a Super Bowl. Bye. See you later.
So,
deuces.
I go back to, I think it's location, franchise, team specific. I think they all have different algorithms. Gerard Mayo was like a beloved Patriot, and they got rid of him in seconds.
Well, yeah, we got Mike Vrabel out there. Another more beloved Patriot. Mike Vrabel, come on down. They're 3-2,
by the way. I don't know. I really do think it. Like, I look at the Warriors right now. Draymond and Steph are made men. I think Kerr's a made man, but I'm sure there's a segment of Warrior fans. You're laughing. I am sure there is a segment of Warrior fans that's like, Steve Kerr's not a made man.
He's accidentally a moron.
Four championships.
That's what I'm saying.
Four.
We're crazy.
So spoiled.
Fandom is crazy.
Oh, my God. Is Ryan Warsawski a made guy? No, like come on.
I don't think Jimmy Butler's a made man.
No! He's been here for a cup of coffee. Big face.
NBA-wise, yes. I don't think here he is. No, he may be treated by the organization like a made man because of his resume.
Well, they paid him like one. Like, that's another part of this. What you get paid kind of matters to a fan base. Is the organization signaling to you that they feel like this is a made guy? Like, Brock Purdy's making $200+ million. They're paying him like a made guy.
The money means nothing to fans when it comes to made. Barry Zito was paid the largest contract in the history of baseball and at the time, and ready to run him out of town.
I know. Baseball.
The money is only an aspect of it.
No, for sure. But it's kind of how the organization views him, because the organization has told us time in and time out, whether it's Shanahan, whether it's Jed York, whether it's John Lynch, they said Brock is, quote unquote, our guy. They've said that multiple times. So he's a made guy to them, obviously. But to the fan base, 888-957-9570 is the number.
The made man thing is just, it's very interesting to me because it's more of like a feel than it is like a certain criteria. You know, like, for example, Madison Bumgarner, made man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, kidding me?
Right?
Kidding me?
Let's go down this road with the Giants, because I think the Giants are funny, because when guys do stuff, and you win a championship, you become a made man with a lesser resume.
Hunter Pence.
Oh, 100% made man. I'll go as low as I can go in terms of the champions. Cody Ross.
Yes.
He is.
Did you know wrong?
He just is.
Edgar Renteria.
Yeah. And it was a horrible contract. Just a horrible contract. But they won.
But they won, so it didn't matter.
So.
Baseball's the funny one for sure. Because there's just those Travis Ishikawa. Come on.
Look, now on the Warrior list, Iggy and Sean Livingston.
Yep.
And they're both obviously have had different levels of contributions. Zaza Pachulia.
Oh, Zaza Pachulia. Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Nothing easy.
You know, I could go down the Warrior list for a variety. Like, I think for a lot of Warrior fans, Jay Rich was a made man, and he wasn't here long enough. But we hold him in high regard for what he means to the organization.
Jordan Poole?
Not a made man.
Nope, never. I'm actually low-key.
And had Jordan Poole come around a decade earlier, before Curry, we'd be looking at him completely different.
By the way, Warriors taking on the Blazers tonight, preseason, and call me an idiot, a sucker, and it's October 8th, so I have some time to retract this. kind of excited to watch Jordan Poole and Zion Williamson on the Pelicans this year. Skinny Zion? I don't know. Just saying.
And Looney.
And Kevon. The great
is Kevon Looney a made man?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
In my opinion, he is.
He's going to get his jersey retired.
I do too.
He'll get his jersey retired.
But I think he occupies a great space in this conversation. Not only does he have longevity, not only does he have the championships, but there's a humility of accepting your role that makes you almost elevated within the endearment factor of the fan base.
The ultimate glue guy,
100%.
Right? 100%. Speaking of made men.
It's not like for like, but he would be the equivalent of an offensive lineman on those Niner glory days teams, or a Tom Raftman, like just a
Jesse
gritty,
Sapolu.
Nobody has a negative thing to say about you.
Jesse Sapolu kind of thing.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. Or kind of like a Jeremy Affelt or Javi Lopez, like those bullpen arms. You love those guys.
And they're gamers when it matters most. And they have moments.
Those are made men, right? And
absolutely,
it's just so unique. And again, like I said, I'm not sure Jeff Kent was a made man for Giants fans, which is an insane sentence.
And Niner fans, we're asking whether or not you feel Brock Purdy is a made guy on this organization right now. Has taken the team to the Super Bowl, is now under contract, $200+ million to this guy. Larry and SF, Dave and Fresno, we'll get to you in a second.
And this is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Ask me the question you just asked me in the head. Ask me the question.
Shasky, is LeBron a made man with the Lakers?
Ooh. Absolutely not. Because the Kobeites and the Magic fans have this high threshold. Dude, they saw Kareem for the bulk of his career, all right? They saw Kobe's entirety. They saw Magic's entirety. They saw James Worthy's entirety. Those are Lakers.
Shaq.
Derek Fisher and Pau Gasol.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I said you didn't say Shaq, too, I think.
Yeah, Shaq as well. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't hear you in there. But Shaq occupies a unique space.
Yeah.
Shaq was in Orlando, chose to go to the Lakers during the quote-unquote lean years, made them a champion, and then left. I think his made man status has fluctuated over time. Now, 100% made man in Lakerland. But there was a point in time, people were like, Kobe, Shaq's a dummy. And
after they made up, after Kobe retired, then it became okay, and they were boys again.
I think Kent is very close to the Shaq algorithm of his made man status has been all over the map.
Speaking of made men here, and we're going to get to calls in a second, Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings definitely made men here at 95.7 The Game. And the kickoff show is this Sunday, and it starts at 11 a.m. And if you're looking somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls going to be there for a meet and greet, take photos, and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 o'clock. You can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Go to 957thegame.com. Go to the Eventbrite page on the website. Sign up now, Joe.
So I've seen multiple guys get their made man status clipped.
Who?
Pablo Sandoval was a made man. He got clipped.
But he got it back,
Then he got it back.
Yeah, okay.
All right? Aubrey Huff was a made man. People forget it. He was a made man. Then he got his wings clipped. And he ain't never been back since.
Hey, he was on the show once upon a time.
I feel like Brian Wilson is kind of going through a similar rehab that Pablo's been going through. He was a made man. Then he got his wings clipped. Now, so much time has gone on, I think we're willing to accept him.
Does he have a podcast, Brian Wilson? I feel like he should have a podcast.
No, he actually had a band, and that was the Beach Boys.
Oh, okay.
It's a different Brian Wilson.
A 2.5.
That's a one right there. Larry in San Francisco.
Hey, Larry.
What's up? You're on the morning roast.
What's up, Joe? What's up? What's up, Spadoni? How you guys doing, man? I got to tell you something about the made man status. You can be made man with the organization, you know, but like I look at somebody like Mike Tomlin. He's a made man by the organization. But, man, most of the fans are tired of Tomlin.
Yeah.
They're like, man, this guy just... You know, I look at stuff like Brock Purdy, man. All Brock Purdy has done is win, you know. And every time I love a quarterback in the 49ers, because it takes me a minute to love them after the whole saga after Jeff Garcia. So as soon as I start to love Colin Kaepernick, people ban him. As soon as I start to love Alex Smith, they discard him. As soon as I start to love Jimmy G, everybody tells me what a failure he is. As soon as I start to love Brock Purdy, they say, Mac Jones is 10 times better. And I'm like, come on. Let's just be
let's just enjoy the moment, man. Because right now we're 4-1. That might not be so after in four more games. Let's just accept it what it is. Man, we were in such a lucky position. Because if Brock Purdy does get well, if Mac Jones is good as people think he is, then we're in good shape, man, because people are starting to come back. You know, Joe, I've been wanting to call in this football season, but it's been hard on me. I got to tell you guys, man, I'm so excited for this year, man.
Let's
go. Super Bowl's going to be in Santa Clara. Dude, if we by chance get there, oh, my God, what a thing that will be, wouldn't it? It'll be like Stanford Days, right?
Right.
Joe, it'll be like a Stanford Super Bowl, correct?
Yes, 1984.
Yeah, Larry and SF, hey, we're hoping for it. Be great for business.
January
we would love
85.
That. Let's go. I know. That was
Larry's
Dolphins.
Right. It would be pretty cool if the Niners were the Super Bowl in Santa Clara.
Oh,
I agree with that take.
Yeah, Bad Bunny would be there too. It'd be great. I'm sure Nick Bosa will be out there partying with him. Dave is in Fresno, wants to join the conversation. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, boys. As it pertains to Brock Purdy and his status with the team, I look at it kind of like a credit score. You know, I think in 2023, his credit score was pretty high. And it's dipped a little bit, you know. And right now, if you look around the league, I would say Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they have a perfect credit score where they can take their credit score anywhere and be good. Look at Justin Herbert. The first three games, they were 3-0. It was all good. His credit score was great. They lost two in a row. Now, you know, not so good. So with Brock, it's like his credit score is kind of going down. Mac Jones is going up a little bit. Is Brock, like, can he... Is he just going to get denied? No, like he's earned some good credit, so I'm not going to kick him to the curb. But let's, you know, it's week to week in the NFL. Nobody is cemented who's currently playing. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're look at Kirk Cousins, his credit with the Falcons was through the roof. After a few games, they benched him. So it's
I disagree with that one, Dave. I don't think Kirk Cousins ever had the credit build with the Atlanta Falcons.
No, but it had what you had referenced earlier, which was the money attached to him.
Correct. That's different, though. I don't think within that fan base, they don't really give a damn about Kirk Cousins. They didn't. I think they wanted Michael Penix.
Well, they wanted to believe in him, and then they went sour. But he's right about the credit thing. So it's funny. I have a saying that I do to all the kids I coach. I go, look, life's about credits and demerits, right? And the more credits you build up, the more demerits I'm willing to overlook. And, you know, you're balancing out the scales here, right? So as you earn more credit, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt or no benefit of the doubt if you're in the demerit mode. Mm. It's interesting he's talking about that because I immediately thought, you know, as he's talking about Brock Purdy, like there was a point in time every Niner fan, for the most part, thought Colin Kaepernick was going to the Hall of Fame. Not that he was just going to be good, that he was going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Joe. Ron Jaworski was on ESPN.
I know he said he'd be the greatest player
and
ever.
I truly believe that Colin Kaepernick could be the best quarterback ever. That
so
was a quote.
Like, as you guys talk about, and I know, I don't want to like rehash, just let me say this. I know you guys think 3 years, 4 years, whatever, but if you've been watching sports long enough, right, I'm just being real here. You can roll your eyes all you want. You see guys collapse out of nowhere and have their career not even come close to what you thought it was going to be. And I go to Colin Kaepernick and I continue to point to him because I think for a lot of 49er fans, we were convinced not only was he good, he was great. And he did play great football. And for a variety of reasons, a lot of them that we discussed an hour ago regarding organizational failure and his own shortcomings as a player in terms of hard work and putting in all of the extra stuff and the instability of coaching and the personnel around him, it just collapsed. It collapsed. When you watch the highlights against the Green Bay Packers, where they put up 45 points in the final playoff game against Aaron Rodgers, he threw for 275 and ran for 200. If Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen did that in a playoff game, we would be going, this is the greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen in my life. He was down 17-3 in Atlanta in the NFC Championship game and threw them from behind and won that game. He was unbelievable. And so, you know, all those games happened. Then the next year, everybody was hurt. Crabtree was out. Vernon Davis was out. Frank Gore wasn't as good. He had concussions and things like that.
He started being grumpy with the media.
You know, they went into the playoffs. He won like 12 games. They didn't get the number one seed because they had a face mask penalty down in New Orleans. And it just got progressively worse over time. Jimmy Garoppolo, kind of the same thing. So I do believe, like, a lot of the stuff when we talk about Brock Purdy, I think a lot of Niner fans that have been watching this team for a couple decades, it's like, God, is this going to happen again? This guy hits the ground. He looks like old world.
That's where fans are at right? now. Yeah,
he
they're frustrated.
Old world, and they're on these, not trajectory, but they're on this, like wow, like, we're, can it get any better?
We're close.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This guy's amazing. And then for a variety of reasons, personnel, injuries, coaching, you know, the guy himself gets hurt. Like, Kaepernick hurt his shoulder. He literally hurt his shoulder, and then he hurt his foot. So he wasn't as mobile. His arm wasn't as good. You know, I watched Alex hurt his shoulder. Jimmy hurt his foot, hurt his shoulder. Now you got Purdy hurt his shoulder last year.
Trey Lance in between that. Yep.
Exactly. He hurt his foot this year. It's like, is this deja vu? Is this happening again?
And now your backup has been dealing with a PCL injury in Mac Jones.
So I do understand, like, when people get defensive on Purdy, I get that point.
Yeah.
And then when people on the other side are just kind of like cautiously like, is it really this good? Am I waiting for the other shoe to drop? Like, I get that point too. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm like, hey, look, man, he was playing great. I don't know why he didn't play as good last year. I'm not running him over, but like, yeah, he wasn't as good. And I get some of the reasons why. And then this year, like, dude, it was one game at the beginning. It looked like a preseason game. Came back. He looked compromised. I don't know what to make of it. I don't want to run him out of town. I'm not ready to say that he's a made man. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. I'm just like assessing these games. I'm also not ready to crown Mac Jones.
No.
I just think that, like, Niner fans go crazy with the quarterback position, Joe. And it's just... It's like, and this is where, like, I know you guys roll your eyes at me. I talked to my grandfather, who literally watched this position get dissected going back to Y.A. Tittle and John Brody. It's happened every decade for 70 years. We go crazy at the quarterback position. We don't have one guy for 15 straight years. We don't.
That's why fans are exhausted.
Like, even during the Joe Montana era, we've actually misremembered how it went down. Bill Walsh, like, doubted Montana at multiple turns when it came to their relationship. And Bill was only there for 3 of the Super Bowls.
It's something else when we talk about this team.
I know, it sounds insane. You hear me do this every week.
No.
I go crazy. I get it.
I'm very well tapped in. My dad is from the Bay Area. I've grown up watching Bay Area teams, the history of it, all of it. I've watched all the NFL films. I watched all the documentaries. I am well-versed in it. I didn't live in it, but I've watched it, and I've done my learning. Even though Filmo Mike wants to say I don't watch enough sports. Filmo, I do. I got the quad box. Okay. I love you. We have Tony Dungy coming up in about 8 minutes, Joe. And I wonder if you would ask, you know, Tampa Bay Bucks fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.